to shed a bit more light on perhaps why some people don't come forward to police with information. We're joined by Paul Nguyen. He's a webmaster for jane-finch.com. This is a community news website. He's on the line with us now. Paul, good morning to you.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
I'm well, thanks. You heard what Detective Sergeant Callahan had to say about challenges that police face in solving cases, in particular that idea of collaboration with the community. What do you make of his comments in around the idea that it's sometimes difficult to get people within a community to come forward with information that you know they have?
I definitely agree with many of his comments. I mean, other parts of Toronto, you won't have the snitch culture. But, you know, in the case of a neighborhood like Jane and Finch, there's a lot of distrust between the community and the police. And as the sergeant has spoken, it's all dependent on the relationship, how the police have supported and protected the community in which they serve. And I guess the record in Jane and Finch is, you know, not a great one. And a lot of residents here, you know, it's actually a culture of fear. A lot of people actually fear the police.
Can you talk a bit more about how that or why that culture exists? For a lot of people, it seems counterintuitive. If you want the community to get better, presumably you would help police make that community better. What is it that prevents people from doing it? Why is it such a bad thing to be called a snitch?
Well, to go back to not the snitch part, but like just, being a resident myself in the Jane Finch area. I mean, you know, growing up as a kid, we've had police officers visit schools in like grade school and, you know, talk to us about their jobs. And we actually learned to trust the police. But, you know, growing up as I grew older, I mean, I've had some issues being harassed by certain police officers. And basically it just spoils the relationship that, I mean, you want to look up to these people and you want to respect them, but then there are some bad apples that come along and basically ruin the whole thing.
And if people come forward and cooperate with police, what happens?
You know, well, I mean, usually in the cases, like if it's a murder case, then it's a serious thing. And people, they fear repercussions in the neighborhood. I mean, the police officers can only protect them. I mean, they can't be there 24/7. And like once you go home, I mean, I've heard certain times where that people are aware that, okay, word goes around the street fast and that guy's a snitch. And people actually wait outside of that guy's door, wait for him to come out and teach him a lesson.
And so what, I mean, the effect presumably is a chill, that people just don't want to be seen. They obviously don't want that sort of heat around their house. And so they just don't collaborate? They don't say anything to police?
They fear repercussions from the community. They fear the police. And they simply, most of them don't want to get involved. They just have to protect themselves.
Do you find that relationship, though, is getting better? The chief talked about this earlier, and he's taken a lot of pride in it. Is that relationship between the community and the police improving?
Well, I can only speak for myself and for my community. And, I mean, there are certain areas where it might be getting better, but I think for the whole, it's still a huge problem. There's a wall between the community and the police here in Jane Finch.
Paul, good to talk to you as always. Thanks.
No problem.
Paul Nguyen, webmaster of jane-finch.com, a community based website in Jane Finch. He was speaking about crime in his community and some of the reasons why more people don't come forward with information to help police once a crime is committed.